Where to from here? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Where to from here? Where do we go from here, from where we are? That's where we have to all start, right where we are. We have to all begin our life right at the point where we are. We live in a rather spectacular world. We live in a rather spectacular time. We live in a rather spectacular body. We live in a very spectacular mind, or brain, if you want to call it that. Our life is a reflection of who we are. Now, where to from here? If here is the now, and the now is our ideal realization of who we are, then we are there. We go nowhere. We need to go nowhere. What kind of a afterlife is there? Is there another dimension that we go to, or is there another dimension that we live on? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Are there places that are different from where we are right now and right here? Well, if we believe that, then for us, that's what we experience. We can go to the theater and we can watch a movie. We can watch a video. We can watch television. We can do anything we like. We can read the newspaper. And what we read, what we see, we can believe is real. In fact, we get so emotionally up into a movie, or up into the opera even, or into the theater of any kind, or into life. We are so involved in it, we think that that's reality. Now, if I say to you, the show that's playing down at the theater is just a show, it's not real. It was based on somebody's life, perhaps, but it's not real. Even based on someone's life, it doesn't tell the whole story. It doesn't tell what was going on inside of that person's mind, inside of their heart, inside of their life, inside of their body. It only tells what makes an interesting story to the outer world. Because when you are at peace, when you are at peace, you're not a very interesting story. You really aren't. When you are love, you're not a very interesting story. When you are right action and truth, you're not a very interesting story. Now, I'm sitting here in the Hermitage, and I'm looking out of the window, and it is early morning, and the rain has fallen through the evening, making everything very moist and beautiful. And as I looked out of the window here, I looked out past the fence around this segment of the property so that I can keep my dog in an area where he can go out and do his duty and he can come back in and enjoy without me being concerned about the 100 acres. So I just have about an acre here and surrounded. Well, I just looked out the window here and I saw something that caught my eye. And I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe a bird had fluttered into the view there. And there's a whole lot of beautiful manzanita trees, tall and glorious, right in front of the house. And I looked under the trees, and there it was again. And there it was again. And lo and behold, and there he is again now. It is a bunny rabbit. And he's hopping along, looking for some breakfast for himself. And he's checking around there. Now, if Rex were out there, he'd go out and he'd say, "Hey, guy, let's play." And the bunny rabbit would say, "You play kind of rough for me. I'm a lover. I'm a fuzzy, fuzzy rabbit." And Rex would say, "Well, I like fuzzy rabbits." And Rex does like fuzzy rabbits. And he brings fuzzy rabbits home to us. And we have to take them out after we get them all dried off and fed and so forth, back to their little hut, wherever they came from, back to their hole in the ground. Yes, that's now. Where to from here? Is that bunny rabbit hopping around under my manzanita tree in front of the Hermitage here up in Campo, California? Is that something of great interest to me? He's coming back and forth. I see him coming into view and jumping around under the tree. He ran away for a moment and he came back. Now, he's in the here and the now. He's hopping around, and Rex is looking straight out the window, but really, he has his eyes closed. When Rex has the fence around the property and the house in which to be, he does not concern himself with the responsibility of what goes on out there, unless it's something quite different, like the Border Patrol driving by looking for international travelers. But in any event, Rex does not let most things disturb him at all. And he sits in the now, just enjoying himself thoroughly, being at peace. And he has nowhere to go but here. He has nothing to think but the now. And there's nowhere to from here because he is already there. I love to look at Rex, a beautiful golden retriever, sitting there on that leather davenport looking out the window and not really looking out. He is absolute peace. He is content. And I go over and I stroke him and I give him a few pets, and he looks at me and he says, "I'll take some more." He just looked up at me now. He says, "Dad, I know you're talking about me. You can come over and pet me if you like." And wherever he goes, he is living in the here. He is living in the now. And he has nowhere to go. He's not concerned. He'll just lie there and let you stroke him as long as you have the energy to stroke him, because there is nowhere to from here. He is always living in the moment, always living in the here and now. That's quite an art. Our meditations are most effective when we live them in the here and the now, when we have nowhere to go. Where every instant that we live fulfilled, we live revealed, we live happy and harmonious. Every instant that we even open our eyes, we see whatever we choose to see about us. Now, I saw the little rabbit hopping around, and I still see him there enjoying his morning breakfast. And Rex is in the here. He's sitting on the couch, just enjoying being in my presence, and I in his presence. And it's a wonderful experience. Where do we go from here? Why do we have to go from somewhere from here? Have you ever been totally content? Have you ever been sort of overwhelmingly peaceful? Have you ever been so happy in your heart you could just about burst? As Anita would say, it's a giggly time. It's a time for giggles. It's a time for snuggles. It's a time for being silly. And Anita is a grown woman. She is a woman who has many wonderful opportunities in her life and in her heart, and she jumps all over the world as though the world were her backyard, and it is. And she lives a life of giggles. Oh, she has times where the giggles are not too exciting to her, but she has a life of giggles. And, you know, the little rabbit must know I'm talking about him, because he's coming right close to the fence there, and he's just looking around, and he's just sitting there waiting. Maybe if I had some lettuce to throw out to him, he would really enjoy that. But where is there to go to from here? I can sit right here in my hermitage, and I can look out at the world and see it peaceful, loving, and joyful. It does not need me to go out there and make it different in any way. If need is a word, it might need me to enjoy it. It might need me to observe it and to respect it and to be part of it, but not to change it. To accept it just the way it is in total love. When I look at another human being, I look at them, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to from here. I look at them and I am peaceful with them. Ellen, who heads our operation here as the CEO. She comes into the Hermitage once or twice a day, and she'll sit on a chair, and very comfortable chair, and she'll look over at me, and she'll say, "I feel so peaceful when I come in your house." And I say, "Yes, the Hermitage is a place of peace." And I said, "Are you enjoying yourself? You should come more often." And she says, "Well, I have so many places to go." And I said, "If you come here and you feel peace and you feel relaxation and you feel oneness, where is there to go from here? Where is there to go from the state of being in peace, of being unconditional love, of being harmony?" The other night, we had some confusion in the monastery. And then several people who were causing the confusion left the monastery building, and we went out and came back in. And when we came back in, I said, "My goodness sakes, it is so peaceful in here. It is so wonderful in here. It's like we've given the monastery a bath. And all of the vibrations of unhappiness, all the vibrations of misunderstanding that happen from time to time, all those things are not there anymore." And then I say, "Where do we go from here?" That's where we want to be. Living in this state of unconditional love. Living in this state of peace, of harmony, of joy. If there's an unhappy thought in our mind, it's our mind that has the unhappy thought, so let us let that unhappy thought disappear. And let only happy thoughts dwell here. There's no place to go from here. There's nothing to do from here. All we do is live now. Hi, Bunny Rabbit. How you doing out there? Yeah. Are you enjoying this wonderful University of Healing campus? The Absolute Monastery grounds, are you enjoying that? Are you enjoying the University of Philosophy? Oh, you want to come in and be part? Well, Bunny Rabbit, wherever you are, you're welcome. Whatever you're doing, you're welcome. We surround all the critters here on the high desert of Southern California with our pure white light of love. At least I do, and I know everyone else does too. And as we surround all with our pure white light of love, there's no place to go from here. We are in pure meditation of the highest and the most glorious kind. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.